The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
It's great to be back with you, 11:30 on this gorgeous day in downtown St. Louis. Joining us on the line is the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals, John Mozeliak. How are you, Mo?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How are you?
It's great. Things are great here. Great to talk to you as always. And a big announcement about your local television rights. I want to get into that and talk about a lot of things that have happened over the last week with regard to your team. Just in general, how did the GM meetings go as you were able to get back together with some of the executives and other baseball personnel?
Yeah, it's always a good time in terms of trying to get an understanding of what 29 other teams are trying to do this offseason, but also you have the ability to sit down with agents and reconnect with all of them as well. And, you know, obviously this offseason is going to be a little different for us as we really try to create some opportunity from within. And so felt like this past week we used our time well and, yeah, sort of excited to see what the next month or two brings for us.
I am too, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this all shakes out. You know, I heard you loud and clear in your end of the season press conference when you noted that payroll was going to be reduced. I think the question, and a fair one, is how much? No one really seems to know the answer to that. Some things do have to still play out with the current roster, don't they?
That's correct. Obviously, you brought up the television rights situation. So getting some clarity there will be helpful as well. So that was really good news. And, you know, moving forward, I think there's still some things we'd like to see happen. And, you know, that will really end up dictating where our payroll ends up. But I think maybe the way to kind of get your head around it is simply like we're not driving to a certain number at this point. We want to see really how the roster shakes out, what opportunities may be there for us. And I think, you know, understanding what Mr. DeWitt has really given me is not something where it's just get to a certain number and, you know, that's where you are. It's, you know, what are our options and are there things that we can do? Because, you know, we are going to want to put a product out there that we are proud of. And so trying to balance that with sort of the new paradigm of where we are from a revenue standpoint. But in the end, we're still going to look at trying to put the best club out that we can.
There is evidence of teams that have sort of changed direction, if you will, maybe in your own division. I mean, the Milwaukee Brewers traded Corbin Burns. I think the narrative was, well, Milwaukee looks like they're going to take a little step back and try to redevelop who they are, and then they go out and win the division. Does that also factor into what you do? Do you look around the league and try to pattern yourself in some ways after what teams have accomplished to get to that point?
You know, really, we're just doing a self-reflection. Obviously, you look back at what Milwaukee did. I mean, they traded away their top pitcher, but yet they still had success. I think the big thing for the Cardinals in terms of will we be good or not will be, do our young players emerge? You saw that happen with Milwaukee this past year, and obviously they made the most of it. So, you know, for us, that's going to be the key. Do we get that type of production that we envision is capable of happening? And so, you know, very hopeful on that regard, but I mean, that's why you play the game.
Sure. And then, you know, the rest of your players, some who make a pretty hefty salary, but also some who have been around this game at a high level, and we know who they are. They've been talked about openly. Wilson Contreras, Sonny Gray, Nolan Arenado. Those are three biggies right there. How does that work, Mo, where you take the temperature of where they are, where you are, and how they feel about the future of the organization?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, these guys signed multi-year contracts, or we acquired them on a multi-year contract with no trades. And, you know, with the direction we're trying to head, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, if this is something that they want to be a part of, or do they want me to explore a possible exit strategy for them? So, you know, we used our time over the last couple of weeks to work through that. I think we have a pretty good idea of what that looks like now. And that's why the next month and a half will be interesting.
Well, we'll start to see some clarity there. One thing we do know is that Wilson Contreras, as you informed the media at the GM meetings, is going to play first base. Now, the more you step back and look at that, that actually makes sense. You have catchers coming. You have first base open. You have an enthusiastic athlete who can rip the baseball when he's healthy. I guess the one thing that also came with that is Wilson wants to be part of what you're doing, it sounds like.
Right. And, you know, going back to even just the end of our season, I had heard rumblings that he was starting to wonder, like, what's best for his career in terms of longevity. And so speaking with our medical team, performance team, really felt like getting him out from behind the plate would be in his best interest to stay healthy. And so when you think about his offensive upside, his athleticism, this definitely makes sense. And then this doesn't mean you'll never see Burley over at first base, because, you know, we are going to try to mix and match, but really just try to optimize this lineup on the players we have.
What do you think about Lucan Baker, how he ended last year, and kind of what's ahead for him?
You know, I think from an offensive standpoint, there is upside. But when you're looking at just pure first base, I think, you know, from a defensive standpoint, there are still some question marks there. But, you know, he's definitely an offensive threat, and, you know, not ruling anything out. Obviously, we're a long way away from opening day, and lots of things can happen.
Sure, I understand that. Your catching position is a strength in this organization. Let's talk about some of those guys. So Pedro Pages, we know, we saw, and I think people were impressed how he handled pitchers, how he protected, and how he played the position. Ivan Herrera still needs to work in that area, is my understanding, but boy, does he look like a big league hitter, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, they're a little different, right? Pages seems to be more of a defensive-minded catcher with a chance to run into some at times. So if he could get a little more consistent at the plate, that would be a good thing. Herrera, I think from a catching standpoint, it's really about just trying to add some arm strength. I think it would be a big help for him. So that'll be an off-season focus. But yeah, I think from an offensive standpoint, this guy knows how to hit. And then obviously we have Crooks coming and Bernal coming. And so, you know, we have a lot of depth at catching. And I can tell you from just my time at the GM meetings, I think I got asked about every single one of them.
So, I bet.
Not surprising.
Crooks, your minor league player of the year. Is he a balance of both? Does he do both very well, offense, defense?
You know, he's moved so quickly. I think, like, one of the things we got to remind ourselves of is just a little bit of patience. I do, you know, recall seeing a lot of him in spring training last year, and I thought from a defensive standpoint, probably the strongest arm we had as a catcher. but still learning sort of the ins and outs as a receiver. And that just requires time. But I think from an offensive standpoint, he really did step it up. He spent last offseason really working on trying to add some exit velocity, and it translated into more power for him. And so, you know, that was great to see. So just how quickly he's evolved has been fun to watch.
I know that last year was not where you wanted to finish, but there was one really strong point of your team, and that was bullpen. And I know there are a lot of pieces here to be moved and or at least solved here in the next few months. But how do you see your bullpen as it stands right now?
Yeah, again, it's something we got hit on a lot this past week. So, you know, just having to sort of understand what those opportunities may look like. But, you know, you said it. It was a strength. I mean, obviously, Hells pitched really well. JoJo was there. You know, Kit wore a lot of different hats for us in that bullpen. So, you know, right now he's a free agent. And in terms of what happens moving forward, as you know, I never talk about free agents. But, you know, clearly right now we still think it's going to be one of our strengths. And, you know, if there's something we can add to that between now and in February, that's something we'll think about.
John, the Arizona Fall League taking place, and when you traded with the Rangers and acquired Thomas Tejesi, we heard about his bat-to-ball skills. This certainly seems to be trending in the right direction for you. What are you hearing lately about Tejesi and what he's been able to do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's having a fantastic fall league, and that was great to see. His walks are up, so because he's a very aggressive hitter, and I think having some level of patience will suit him well. I can imagine, though, at this point he's getting to the point of being tired. You know, the one thing about the fall league, it's a great finishing league. You think back to the last 30 years of that league, it really was guys like Tejesi that played in it that were, you know, just on the verge of being in the big leagues or had some big league experience. Whereas now it's taking a step back, in my opinion, a little bit to where it's more of a double A type league. And I think part of that's just the demand of the season and players, you know, don't really want to be playing into mid November. They're tired. They want to recharge. They want to hit the weight room, get stronger, and be ready for spring training. And so it's great to see what Thomas has done out there, because a lot of people would have probably already pulled the plug.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I appreciate all these answers about all my questions about players. I just have one more quick one before we go, and that is Rob Serfolio, the addition to the front office. I have not talked to you about him. So what can you tell us about him, and why was he the right choice?
Really impressive guy. Obviously, over the last few weeks, I've gotten to know him a lot better than just merely an interview. But bright, energetic, has a really good feel for understanding player development. And as we spend a lot of time and energy and dollars, frankly, on what we want this to look like. It's nice to have someone that's had the experience that he has had in Cleveland and, you know, to be able to replicate some of the things that, that we're trying to get better at. So really like him as an addition. I think he'll fit in great and looking forward to working with him.
Looking forward to our next conversation. Thank you as always. And I appreciate this. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Sunday here in St. Louis.
Thank you, Tommy. You too. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.